This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
So you make CBD and THC medicinal products?
Yeah, we work with the full spectrum of the cannabis plant, but my background is I'm a structural integration neuromuscular therapist and a North American herbalist and also a generational herbalist. So I've been working with the plant people for literally my entire life and working with people who have traumatic brain injury or, you know, spinal cord injuries. That I worked with a company called Project Walk for a very long time, which was getting people who were quads and paraplegics walking without surgeries and without drugs through manipulation, exercise, and botanicals. So my career kind of like moved itself. I like to say that, you know, cannabis drugged me by the neck into it. Like I was not like, oh, I like weed. Let me make some weed products, you know, because weed was always, or cannabis was always a part of my growing up experience. I'm a Persian, Yemen, and Eastern Band Cherokee. So my mother was born in Iran, and they came to America when she was about 5 years old, and her mother sowed all of the seeds of the plants that she was growing into her skirt with her wealth. And so she taught me, and so did my paternal grandmother, who, you know, was using like wild hemp and other wild greens. And she was making all kinds of delicious items out of that. So I came up around that. And then one of my first boyfriends was Colombian, and his aunties were making what we now call RSO. Okay. But they were doing, so I learned the process of making RSO, which is Rick Simpson oil, but we like to call it fully extracted cannabis oil, when I was like 13 or 14 years old. And then when I met Rick in my 40s, and all he did was take it one step further and remove the alcohol completely till it became a goo, I was like, I already know how to do this. And then I lost 9 of my family members in a 2-year period to various life-threatening illnesses. And it just made me go, I have to learn more. I have to do better. And at that time, that's when I had just met Rick, and the conversation of cannabis had started to really come up in a concentrated form, because I was always making topicals with it, but I had never pushed it to a concentrate, which makes it a completely different plant. And then I started formulating that into medicines for people who were living with life-threatening illness. And that was 15 years ago. And then I closed my practice, and now I'm just here with the plant people making medicine for people who are doing their best to survive.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Thank you for that, like, whirlwind trip through your career and connections with plants. I like to ask, like, there's no dumb questions, but like the naive questions for people who are listening, who maybe are not very versed in cannabinoids. I use CBD, but like personally I use CBD, but like I get nauseous off of THC. And like, I wish that I liked it. So like, not a very versed person myself, but I use CBD and I like my relationship with it. But the questions I think I want to ask is for people who are a bit more not so integrated in a cannabinoid world, but would like to be or are afraid to be. So maybe you could just define, like, what does full spectrum mean?
Full spectrum means that you're using the entire plant. So to address your feeling of feeling nauseous with THC, that means that you have an allergy to it. So THC has a very specific job, and that is to eat cancer cells. And the workhorse of the plant is CBD, CBG, CBN, CBC, CBGA, and THCA. So
How
those are
many
the workhorses. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of molecules.
are there?
There's 62 CBD
Wow.
molecules and two THC molecules. So everybody, there's a big misunderstanding because, THC's job is really important. It does. It is the only thing, as far as that particular plant, that eats cancer cells. CBD does not take care of cancer or other life-threatening illness. However, it repairs the myelin sheath, it restores the central nervous system, and it reduces inflammation within the cell system. So it makes sense that you like CBD, but and it also makes sense that you don't need THC because you're not sick.
Yeah, I'm not.
You
But people who use cannabinoids for fighting cancer, they are taking
They are
THC.
taking high dose THC, like really high dose. Like if you're going to use THC as a combative for cancer, you're looking at taking somewhere between 500 and 1500 milligrams of THC a day, plus CBD and all the other C molecules that I was just talking about. So
Yeah, I
we've
didn't know
developed
that.
a way for them, because most people can't put that much THC in their mouth. They're going to be down throwing up in the corner, drooling, having like junky
Yeah,
sweat.
how do you mitigate that?
We use the rectum. We make a suppository, because when you use that medicine through a suppository avenue, it takes 6 to 8 hours to break the blood-brain barrier and infiltrate the blood system. So the first pass is through the lymphatic system. And when you're dealing with any kind of life-threatening illness, you really want your lymphatic system healthy, because that's where everything is traveling through. So its first pass is through the lymph system, and then it comes back. It breaks the blood-brain barrier, and it slowly seeps into the system. So the user doesn't have that experience of getting, quote unquote, high.
It's like time released because
Like
it has
time, it's like a natural, your body's natural way of time release.
to. Okay. And so people can
Yeah.
metabolize it, even though
Function.
it's not
They can
going to.
function. They could go to work. They can metabolize it. They can raise their kids. They can, the biggest side effect is they're going to sleep. That's
Better.
really it.
Or like,
Yeah. And it's
well,
just a matter of
is it
doing
not
it.
safe for them to drive if they're.
Well, no, they're totally safe. If you use it correctly as a suppository, you can function 100% in your life the way that you live your life, with zero involvement from THC.
You don't have like psychotropic effects
No,
if you take
no.
it.
As long as you're using it correctly as a suppository. And what that means is that you don't go more than 1 inch into the rectum, because as soon as you pass that 1 inch mark, you travel directly to the liver. And once you're in the liver, then it's through your blood system, and then you are high as balls. So it's just a matter, like, we encourage our clients to, wrap. We use an oral syringe for our suppository method, because I like it more than the frozen bullets, because those are just messy and people have to make them themselves. And we're sending fully formulated suppositories in oral syringes. And then we have them wrap a little rubber band around the number one. And then so when they insert it, they can feel it when it's hitting their, they can feel it through their little tuchus. And then that way they don't have any experience, and they could do 1500 milligrams of THC a day and still take care of their four kids and still go to soccer practice and still go to their job. They have to also break the blood-brain barrier orally, but we pair them. The high THC goes through the rectum, and then we pair it with a high cannabinoid profile that has very low THC orally, because breaking the blood-brain barrier is very important to move that medicine. You're basically a tube as a human, mouth to rectum, So we want to break the blood-brain barrier at some point during the day to help, because you have many receptors that are just up here in your head, and we need to get them to activate. But they don't need to be activated with high THC. They just need un poquito, tiny little bit of THC to activate the rest of the molecular chain. So I like to say I'm the only drug dealer with a clientele that doesn't want to get high. And I've spent the last 15 years formulating cannabis medicine so people don't get high.
That's amazing. This is awesome. What about people who like self-medicate for ADHD, for example? Like, does the same protocol or a similar protocol apply to them?
Okay, so if you are self-medicating for with a lot of people who are doing that, specifically ADHD, ADD, all of that, they're usually using vape pens and they're smoking high dose THC, you know? And that ultimately doesn't really work because what it's basically like an SSRI in the way that it's just deadening your response. So it's just slowing you down. It's not actually helping your brain kind of find a new functionality. So actually they would do better with a high CBD in the high CBD family, especially CBG and CBN, because those are two non-psychoactive cannabinoids that lower the impulse of that, like, you know, da, 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 da. That's the only way I can really describe those things.
That's the
I'm sure we've all
I'm
felt
sure
that way.
just that is like hundreds of thousands of people are like, yes, that's what I
Yes,
experienced.
exactly. That's what I feel
They
like.
want to slow
So,
down, but they don't want to lose their cognizance. And so, like, my piggyback question to that is, what about people who are trying to forget but are also trying to heal their ADHD? Like, they're, traumatized, or they're experiencing like post-traumatic stress disorder. So they do want to forget, but they don't want to be
right.
checked out. And they're self-medicating because they don't know what else to do.
And those people would function a lot better with a low dose psilocybin mushroom than CBD because mushrooms heal the brain and cannabis heals the nervous system. So there's 11 systems in the body and five of them are really what make us roll. So and mushrooms, the psilocin in mushrooms, what, you know, that's the active ingredient of psilocybin is psilocin. It creates neuroplasticity and it basically is like a wash for the brain. So it allows us, a lot of times we're just in pattern in our mind, you know, like we're just in a rut the way that we think, especially if we're dealing with like ADD or ADHD or any of those things, you know, we're just in this patterned. So when we use a psilocin, like a low, and I'm talking low dose, so I'm talking like you are driving, you are functioning, you are not sitting and watching the walls melt or any of that. It helps the brain choose a new neural pathway, which helps the person with the brain make different decisions. It's almost like you get wrapped in a big rubber suit. So you come up against your issues, but you bounce back as opposed to like diving in and like, hey, what is happening? You know, you go down that rabbit hole where CBD is really awesome for reducing inflammation and helping the person have a relaxed experience. It's not going to fix the brain the way that a mushroom will.
Do you, so in your personal practice or at Swan Apothecary, do you have layering protocols? Do you work with psilocybin as well for people
We
that
do.
need
Yeah.
it?
We have a whole psilocybin protocol and we offer a mushroom called an azurescent, which is it's the highest example of psilocybin on the planet in a mushroom. And it grows in one place in the world. And that's the coast of Oregon in the reed grass. And it's a very low dose. It's 14 milligrams. So the active ingredient in that is less than 4%. So it's really low dose and it really helps people who have traumatic brain injury, who are suffering from a lot of emotional trauma, PTSD, complex PTSD. But and the way that it helps is it just opens their brain to have a different experience of the event.
Just
Because
what
you
we
have
all
more neural pathways than there are stars in the heavens. But like everything, we rut out. Everything is a pattern, you know? We get into pattern because we're comfortable with pattern. So when we use a fungus, then our brain can't stay in that pattern. It's like it's gently forced into a new direction.
Yeah, just like aware of other options. Yeah, I'm a microdose advocate as well as I really love CBD. I work my initial work was helping people reduce or mitigate or even abstain from alcohol use because that was what I was working through. And so these were the supplements that I just kind of like worked with on my own and found them extremely beneficial and really changing the way that those substances are perceived or held dear or seemed as necessary. So that's my personal experience with it. But if people come to you, do they express what they want help with and you provide them with personalized protocols?
Yeah,
Is that?
if they ask, then for sure. A lot of times people just land at our store and kind of circumvent and navigate it themselves because they,
Hmm.
you know, they have enough information. But for sure, I do consultations. I answer the phone. I'm the one, you know, I'm the one with the brain. So I am happy to share the knowledge because sitting in my head does nothing. We work with a lot of people who are dealing with alcohol issues. We have a different mushroom for that. You know, if you could take a 500 milligram microdose, that's just like having one to three glasses of wine, but you're
Wow.
not hurting your body. You're not, you know, doing anything because alcohol, unfortunately, is very damaging to the cell system. You're actually improving the cell system. And then it just fades away in 4 to 5 hours and you're not hungover. But you still had the fun, you know, because we all need fun. So sometimes when we're dealing with like addictive behaviors like alcohol, we feel like we need to shelter ourselves from fun events. You know, we can't go to the bar with our friends, we can't go to parties because we're really trying to quote unquote be good. So psilocybin just really helps kind of cut that edge, especially if you're socially awkward and that's why you're drinking. You know, there's a lot of reasons why we end up in addictive patterns, and there none of them are bad, and all of them need a navigation to something more healthy, a more healthy choice, because we choose those patterns as survival adaptability. You know, like a lot of times people are drinking excessively because they're in pain. You know, like I worked with the PMRC, the rodeo, and these cowboys were like kicking down a whole like fifth of Jack Daniels a day because they had broken their hips or their knees or their pelvis, and they still wanted to, you know, ride and participate. So they were
So
using alcohol.
medieval.
I know. And so when I was able to be like, hey, dude, you know,
Pouring it
let's
on
try
their
this,
wound.
like this might be a little more helpful. You know, they were able to move away from that. So there's no shame in whatever we're doing to help ourselves. And a lot of times when we're talking about sobriety, a lot of shame will come into the
Oh,
conversation, like, oh,
sure.
you're so bad, you know, you're an alcoholic. And you know, alcohol is the only substance that is physically addictive, and one and truly the only substance that a person who is deeply down that rabbit hole needs. You can't just stop drinking if you're drinking every day. You physically cannot stop it. So mushrooms and CBDs, they help kind of lessen that blow and then allow people to like start to cut back on that drinking and then eventually maybe stop drinking or maybe go to treatment because now they have a clear pathway to this is what I really need.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with much of what you said, but what about like sugar and tobacco? Those are not physically addictive, or the nicotine.
Well, you know, I mean, tobacco, the problem with tobacco is the fact that it's mixed with 475 chemicals and put into a filter to smoke from. So
Notice
if,
the difference, like how a manufactured cigarette smells versus like just
yes,
like ceremonial
just
roll.
rolling up some tobacco. So that's like, and you know, people who smoke, smoke. And I have never really seen anybody who like stops smoking successfully. Like that's a very low amount of people. So it's more like I don't believe in restrictive behavior because human beings won't sustain that. So instead of smoking Marlboro, maybe use if you can't roll it yourself, then choose a brand like American Spirit that's just tobacco. And don't use a filter because you're and if you can roll that cigarette, mix it up with herbs. Like we have a smoke that we offer that's based in a ceremonial smoke, and it's tobacco, coltsfoot, mullein, and an herb called kinnikinick, which is what we use indigenously in pipe ceremonies. So this is a great way for my clients to be able to stop to still have that, you know, smoking activity, but
Their
yet at
ritual.
the same time they're bringing into their pulmonary cavity things that are going to help repair, restore, and ultimately make them not want to smoke because it doesn't stay lit. You know, you're constantly lighting your cigarette and then also being mindful. And, you know, sugar is like, I mean, I think that sugar gets a bad rap in that when you are making your food and you are creating what you're eating and you are adding sugars to it, you have a lot of room to either reduce that sugar or use different types of sugar, even though your body still sees it all as sugar, as opposed to buying candy bars and, you know, things like that. But again, like this is our culture, especially our Western culture, has been designed like, oh, you did really good. Here's some cake. Oh, that you're really sad. I have some Snicker bars for you, you know?
Yeah,
So
that's
again,
it.
it's about changing the choice, giving people options as opposed to being restrictive, because restriction doesn't work with human beings.
It's too restrictive, and then people
It's
want to
too
rebel
restrictive, right? And
against
then
the
you're like, oh, I can't
restrictions.
do it. And then all of a sudden you've like eaten the entire cake
No.
or drank all the alcohol or smoked
Yeah.
all the weed, whatever, because you've been re but if you are allowing yourself and you have it and you are mindful in your approach to any of these products, you know, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, it changes the dynamic of how they're received in our body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like the alchemy of how you engage with something really depends on the relationship you have with it. Like if you're trying to get something from it, then it's a hungry ghost, and it will be a never-ending
Absolutely.
venture into consumption. But if
Correct.
you treat things like more ceremonially or more like a ritual base, like smoking in itself, I don't think is horrible. I think smoking 20 cigarettes of Marlboros is probably gonna kill you. But if you sit and, have a rolled cigarette with some herbs in it and you smoke that once or twice a day, you're far better off. It's like, it's really the dynamic that each person needs to ask themselves, why am I actually doing this? Like, what am I trying to get from this? And if you're
Right. And
working
the
with something
dialogue with the
different,
product, like
yeah,
talk
with
to
the
your
product,
cigarettes, talk to your
the plant.
alcohol. It
Yeah.
has things to say to you. Listen to what it's saying and remove the shame. You know, oh, I'm so bad. You know, I smoke. I'm so bad. I did this. Shame, pain, they go together. You know, you start shaming
Yeah.
yourself, you're going to end up in pain
Yeah, for sure. And no healing comes from that
from
perspective.
shame. No.
Yeah. No, it's from loving and adjusting and, honesty, like a total level of honesty about what's really going on or what a person is trying to hide from. Or fix acceptance, integration of self. Like these are the more the helpful conversations, that like are messy too and can be very uncomfortable, but that keep you like grounded in a space of like you're in relationship with yourself and like all the dynamics that are going on with yourself. Yeah, I love your approach so much. And I think what would you say to people who, grew up with the messaging of what is it? I'm like trying to think of the 60s like Reefer Madness slogans offhand, but people who grew up with messaging that it's just like really terrible to smoke weed, you're going to become a pothead, the stoner mentality, people who would just think of weed and marijuana in that category, that you're going to end up being a pothead or addicted to weed, or you're going to be a layabout or whatever. How would you kind of like broach this part of the audience that wants to try but has kind of a stigma vibe
Attached
attached
to it.
to
Well,
marijuana?
topically is a wonderful gateway into using cannabinoids because it's transdermal. It doesn't cross the liver. You can get an incredible amount of relief, even like especially with, you know, a combination of CBD and THC topically. So that kind of like lessens the blow, if you will. You know, like, okay, well, I'll rub it on my skin before I put it in my mouth, you know? So as they start to use it topically and they experience that relief, they get a little bit more like, okay, well, I'll just do a little tiny bit. And then, you know, people like a lot of times people will come to me who are suffering from life-threatening illness, and I have to ask them, well, do you want to like do you want to die or do you want to get high? Like straight up, like, you know, if you're going to use cannabis as medicine, if you use it correctly, you more than likely will not get high. However, you might get really relaxed. And then there's the other part. It's just education. You know, people just need education, and they're coming from a place of fear because they think that like they're going to become like, I don't know, homeless street people if they get high. And first of all, using cannabinoids that are concentrated and compounded are nothing like smoking weed. They're way worse. It's like doing heroin. You know, it's a much stronger experience. So there has to be education and hand holding. Like I always tell people that repetition is the second law of learning, and there is no wrong question. And if you ask it to me 200 times, I promise I won't get mad at you. I might take a screenshot of what we've already talked about, but I'm not going to get mad at you. And that is just a matter of, you know, dialing it down on the fear factor. And then I had a
Yeah.
client yesterday who was like, she was 70 years old. And she was like, I just want to get high. Cause like I was.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
Talking to her about using suppositories, and she was like, oh no, I just want to get balls to the walls high. And I was like, well, I don't really think you do, but let you have your experience. So I let her take the concentrate oil and rub it on her gums. And I was, because there was somebody driving her, she wasn't by herself, right? And I was like, okay, you understand that by doing this, you're going to be like lights out in like 30 minutes. And she was like, bring it on. So she reached out to me this morning, and the only thing she texted me was, wow. Okay.
Oh,
So I don't think that any of us are the veteran cosmic rocker that we think that we are. And also, the older we are, the less we need. Like when I'm treating a child that's, let's say, 4 years old, that child's going to use much more medicine than somebody who is 70 years old because our receptors fill as we get older. And that's why we need less food, we need less sleep, we need less of everything, including medicines.
What is like the worst thing that could happen to someone who just takes an incorrect dosage?
There are so many people who will not listen to me when I have said like the size of a grain of rice, and then they've been like, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about, and then they go back to that and they take like three times the amount. You're high for days. That's the worst thing that's going to
High for
happen.
days.
High 4 days, couch locked. And sometimes if you really have a bad experience, you're going to throw up and sweat and be high for days. And then I've also had clients who haven't listened to me who have slept, and their families are calling me. They're still sleeping. Are they dead? You know, they're sleeping for like 26, 28 hours. And I'm like, no. And then, but those people get up after that long, incredible sleep, and they're so much better. And they're so much better for a really long time.
They're mega dosing on.
They're mega dosing because they're not listening. You know,
They're not.
nobody intentionally, I haven't had anybody like with, except for the lady yesterday, actually, who's been like, give me as much as you can. You know, most people are like, okay, what's the smallest amount? And that's why we do the rectal dosing, because this is the best way for people to, you know, get the most amount of cannabinoids and have the least amount of experience. But the worst thing that's going to happen to you, you're going to sleep a lot, you might throw up, and you're going to be couch locked.
You cannot OD
You
on.
cannot OD. And in the, but in saying that, you can always take more, but you can't take less. So we really like to encourage people to err on the side of caution. Like if you're really afraid, I'd rather someone called me and say, nothing happened for me, I didn't feel anything, than like, you know, couch locked and throwing up for 3 days.
Oh, sounds awful. Like, just read the insert and
Yeah,
make.
or call. I mean, we are a really available company, and I have so many videos and what, like, there's so much information out
Yeah.
there. You don't have to do that, especially if you're working with our company, because we are here hands-on people, you know, helping you figure it out. So,
These
and
are
you won't do
people.
it twice. I promise you, if you do that, you will not do that twice. That will not happen two times in your
That's
life.
some mega dosing, heroic journeying with
Yeah.
marijuana.
And I think that people are way more afraid of heroic journeying on mushrooms than they are in cannabis. Like when people are reaching out to me to work with the mushroom, that is their biggest fear, that they're going to get really
Yeah.
high. They're going to be very physically uncomfortable. They're going to hit the wall of what they're hiding from. And they are going to hit that wall of what they're hiding from. And if they don't have it set up in a way that they have a guide or someone with them that can really help transition that 45 minutes to an hour, because that's all that it lasts for, that really horrible point, if you hit that wall, then they're going to have a really bad experience, because all plants, we're a plant basically. And when we take plant medicine into us, it's like homeopathy. It comes into alignment with us. And if we're out of alignment, it wants to correct and adjust us.
Don't mega dose alone.
Yeah, don't make this alone.
Don't mega dose by
Yes,
yourself.
exactly. Please err on the side of caution and
Oh,
definitely,
yeah.
move
Do it in
slowly.
safe community. Yeah, and by the we're not recommending mega dosing
Yeah, we're not. In any
alone
way,
in a
absolutely.
ceremonial safe way, please. We're talking about microdosing more or less, and medicinal dosage here, dear listener.
Right.
We have responsible listeners as far as I know.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the people who say, Seth Meyers had a funny joke about CBD a while ago. He's like, I took some CBD and nothing happened, and I didn't notice anything, and it was like no different. What do you say to people who like experiment with CBD and they don't notice anything? What's maybe going on that they're unaware of, or what maybe is happening with more long-term usage? Or more succinctly, why should people not give up on CBD who would prefer to use it for nervous system support or something like that?
Well, it's a plant, not a chemical. So it needs to get in and infiltrate your system, and then it needs to fix what's messed up and then do the restoration part of that. And that takes 3 to 6 months for your body to really do it. And to that, I didn't feel like I had people say, I didn't feel anything. And I'm like, well, were you breathing? And they're like, well, yeah. I'm like, then you felt something. Or did you have a better day? Like, because the changes are very subtle. There are a lot of nuances, right? It's a very like, maybe your shoulder, when your shoulder stops hurting, you don't think about, oh, my shoulder stopped hurting, until somebody asks you, is your shoulder hurting? And they're like, oh, no, it's not hurting anymore. So when we're working, when our physical body is working, we're not thinking about what's wrong with us. And cannabidiol sorts that out in a very subtle, gentle way. And it takes more than one day. It takes up to 3 to 6 months, because you are, and it's also the product that you're using. If you're using something that's an industrial hemp that you bought from the smoke shop, you're not gonna get the same kind of experience that you're gonna get from a whole plant extraction that's compounded correctly and mixed with the correct fat. Because cannabis needs fat to carry into the system. It does not suspend in glycine. It does not suspend in water. Like, we're getting more to like water solubles, but they still need fat. Like, I do a process with our products called nanoization, and we nanonize the molecule. I love saying that. I feel like I'm on the Jetsons every time I say it. I nanonize it. And what that means is that we're splitting the molecule apart so it is absorbed in the water and it becomes bioavailable immediately. Okay. So a lot of things that are on the market for CBD specifically are created with an industrial hemp isolate, which has its purpose. I'm not mad at the isolate. All right. It is not a healing element, though. It's not. It needs more to it than that. They've taken one molecule, just CBD. They've pulled it away from everything. They've put it through a process called hexane. And then it's just standing there all alone, not water soluble, being sold in some glycine thing at the liquor store. And the people are like, well, why doesn't this work? Well, because it's a garbage product, unfortunately. So it really, really matters. Just like not all vitamins are created the same, not all cannabinoids are created the same.
Anything is the same.
Yeah.
What about coconut oil based CBD tinctures?
Like MCT, is that what you're talking about? Like, a lot of things are suspended in MCT, which is just a fractionated coconut oil. And that's good. I mean, I'm not mad at that. That's a helpful.
What's the best carrier oil for?
We use hemp seed oil, because this way we're just doubling down on cannabinoids. But if you are out there in your little world, I mean, MCT, coconut oil, like whole coconut oil over MCT, I prefer that. The reason why people don't want to use coconut oil is because it gets hard. MCT does not get hard. You know, that's the real difference, but it's a fractionated molecule. I personally love olive oil. Olive oil has been with us for always and since always. Our body absorbs it on its own. It's incredibly healing. So if you're making your own medicines, I would prefer you used an olive oil over an
But what
MCT.
about heating the olive oil? Because like my husband and his friends like grew a bunch of CBD, and I made an extraction. I like simmered it in coconut oil, and then I strained it out, and I just put it in a dropper, and I just take that.
Awesome.
I'm not recommending people do this, by the way, because I like don't know
Well,
how.
I love people who make their own medicine. I mean, like this comes down to like buy a fish. Go get a fish, you know, like if we could teach people how to really take care of themselves, we're going to have a lot more healthier people than driving them to commerce, you know?
For
So I
sure.
love that you made your own product, and I'm always excited about people who are doing their own thing.
A fun
So,
little tip, if I may, for people like who have a coconut oil-based tincture, you can put it between your boobs, and your body heat warms it up, and then it's in a liquid in like 2 minutes.
Right.
Boom.
That's, I'm going to totally steal that from you
Do
and
that.
tell
Put
people
it
that.
right
That
in
is a
the
super,
mouth. Right
that's
by the
super
tincture.
great. So cannabinoids extract at a certain temperature. And after the, when you go above that temperature, you start degrading the plant. Coconut oil has a
That's the whole point.
very low burn rate. Coconut oil is probably the lowest heating rate. Olive oil has a much higher, a much more forgiving range of heat that you can extract in. Because once you start, I think coconut oil is 79 or 80 degrees when it starts to melt. So once it's melted, it begins to disintegrate. That's just how things work, right? Where olive oil, its heating point is like 150, 180. So, and that's why people use MCT because it's fractionated so they can extract at a higher rate. So you just have to be mindful of the heat that you're using. If you're doing butter or coconut oil, then you just need to, and you're, let's say you're using a crock pot, okay? You want to do that on warm, and you want to make sure that you are watching that your flour material is not turning brown, because once you've turned it brown, then you've burnt it, and now you're on the back end of those molecules, which have a purpose, but they're not going to probably be serving the purpose that you are
Not
looking
as
for.
potent. Yeah, just a low heat,
Low
low.
heat. Long time. Coconut oil is 4 to 6 hours. Olive oil is 12 to 20.
Okay, cool. I didn't know or think to use olive oil. I did it just like I make ghee because I make ghee, and I like I'm just
I
gonna
love
have
that. Well,
this.
I mean, I love that. And I'm sure you made a killer product. And I really believe that, you know, I like to call it the backyard alchemist, because that's like what you are basically when you're your kitchen witch in there doing your own thing.
Yeah, I'm a kitchen.
And these are, I really feel that when people make their own medicine, they're putting their intention, their vibe, and their need into that. So that no matter, I don't care if you mess it up, I don't care if you burn it, I don't care what you do to it to destroy it, it's still going to have worth and value and healing properties because you put you into it. And that matters because this is homeopathy and it is just an extension of yourself. It's not like chemicals. When we're working with chemicals, we have to be very on point. You know, when you're doing a chemical compound, you can't, like, it's got to, if it's 4.2, it needs to be 4.2, not 4.8, because you're going to blow the whole chemical compound. But when you're working with plant material, you have this beautiful, like, sway back and forth kind of thing with it.
I love that. And it's so true. It's like eating food from somebody who loves you. Like they make a cake from scratch, and you're like, oh, it tastes, you feel the love in it. You feel the energy and the intention of the thing.
Even if the cake is like lead, you
Even if
know,
it didn't come out, yeah, and it's concave in
it's
the middle.
still
That's how
delicious.
I bake. Yeah. Like this tastes great. Talk to us about legality in ordering products from your apothecary for people who are international, for example. I don't live in the US anymore, so maybe you could just like debrief us on what is the legality of ordering these products for personal use within the US and abroad.
Within the US, Canada, It's no legality, super easy. You can like not a problem. And then when we step into the continent of Europe, it depends on what they're allowed to have. Like I was mentioning, we could do the UK, Scotland, Ireland, France, and parts of like parts of Portugal. But like I said, Portugal, if you're getting medicine, you need to have a prescription from your doctor to pick it up. So there is there it's pretty there's you're good. Like it's fine. You can, and then people who are looking for like the life-saving cancer formulas, those are, they're a little more squirrely, but they're definitely able to get to where they need to go.
You don't have issues
We
with
don't have any issues,
customs
no.
like that.
No, we don't have, we are cleared through customs. I'm an actual practitioner. I've been doing this for 30 years. So we're not sending recreational products through the mail. And we have all the clearance that we need through our purveyor and through our licensure.
Okay. Oh, that must be a relief for people to hear.
Yeah. It took a long time to get that, and it cost a tremendous amount of money. So it took me almost 5 years to get that clearance to be able to do that.
Wow. Well, good for you. And thank you for doing that. And may more people, step up to the challenge of advocating for
For
these,
themselves.
for
Yeah.
themselves and also for these highly beneficial plants. I was listening to Terrence McKenna. I loved like Terrence McKenna in high school. And he was like, the idea, the notion of illegal plants and animals is just ludicrous. Like, who is to say and be the governing body over our own bodies? It's like that's a whole other, matrix style conversation, but it's we are in the right place to be in right relationship with these things. We just don't have the society around us anymore that like adheres to that and upholds that, maybe in indigenous cultures more so, but for the majority of us who live in like mainstream societies, it's just like it's a taboo, it's a forget it. It's like that's what savages do, or that doesn't work, or you're gonna lose your mind, and like that whole narrative is really destructive. And so I really appreciate people who are doing like the work that you're doing, and there's no, it's not a commercialization. You've created a treatment infrastructure around it. It's medicinal, is what it was intended to be, or ceremonial, and bringing that back into access for people who are just, wanting a better experience of life, and to not have to be medicated on pharmaceuticals or to be addicted to these things that are seeking help or seeking solace or some sort of relief from these really harmful lifestyle habits. I noticed, like, because I microdose, I use psilocybin and CBD for the past 2 years more regularly. And I just, if you had asked me, in retrospect, how I felt 2 years ago, like I just feel like a completely different person. Like it does work, and it can work in really minute amounts where you just really don't even notice just what you're saying. But if you do need something that is more powerful, right? More intense, if you are in terminal cancer or dealing with a traumatic brain injury, then it's also available. But it's like you're saying, you just need the awareness, the information, you need caring caregivers who are not just trying to turn a profit off of you as a patient, or people who are in these dire situations. So thank you so much for your work. Thanks for
Thank you.
sharing
Well, I
all your.
have to say that, 15 years ago, doctors would call me and they'd be like, I'm putting my license on the line, just reaching out to you. And now I have doctors referring to me from literally all over the world. So
Wow.
the conversation around cannabinoids and mushrooms is changing exponentially and quickly on the daily. And now I'm more concerned about people just getting garbage product and spending a tremendous amount of money. So at the end of this, I just want to say, buyer beware. Please do not buy things from Instagram and weird ass Facebook pages or anybody who reaches out to you in an inbox and is like, I can save you. People who are doing that are usually not legit, and they are usually out here scamming your money. Legit companies, legit herbalists are not hunting you down. They are providing information for you to find your way, because that's how we really heal. We have to be the active participant. We have to seek it out. If it's just coming to our inbox and it's $3,000, don't buy it. Don't
No,
do it.
Don't buy solicitations of any
Yeah,
kind.
don't buy solicitations. Please don't. You're not going to end up where you want.
No. Ask, put your intention out there, and the right connections will come. And if you are listening to this and you resonate with Robin's message, where can people find you, Robin?
Well, my name is Robin Swan, and you could just Google my name, and I'm
And you
everywhere. And
will.
our business is Swan Apothecary, and same thing. We're Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, websites, YouTube, Swan Apothecary or Robin Swan, two birds. That's my handle on TikTok. So I'm pretty available.
You're findable.
I'm findable. Yes, I am not hiding in the bushes. Okay.
No, I want to connect with you. I'm
Yes, we
thinking
want
about.
to help you. Our mission is love all, serve all. We are here, to be available. If for nothing else, just education. Like I always tell people who reach out to me, I have no interest in selling you anything. Your money won't change my life, but my products might change yours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I don't care. There's 7 billion people on this planet. If you don't buy my product, believe me, somebody else will. And it doesn't affect me if you do or you don't, but it
Yeah.
might affect you. It might be
That's
what changes your
a
life.
healthy detachment mentality for
Yeah.
selling. Well, that's ethical selling. It's like you're making what you're making because you believe in it, you love
Yeah.
it, you're skilled in it, and you come from a lineage of it. It's a right relationship. If you're listening and you want to go check out Swan Apothecary, you can use the code SWAN, which is all in caps, to receive 18% off your first order. Robin ships internationally, as you heard. As far as we know, it'll make it to you.
It'll
And
make
if
it.
not,
We'll
you'll
let you, if
remedy.
it won't, we'll let you know. Like we'll tell
We'll
you. If you tell us you're the
let
country, like
you know.
they reach out from India all the time. We're like, no. Okay.
Oh, okay, so no shipping to India.
No, but on that note, if I could just say, India has actually legalized cannabis and their products are 5-star in that country.
Wow.
They are 5-star. So if you are listening to this and you are in India, I have helped a lot of people circumvent their cannabis environment and find the products that they need. So we are also happy to help you source what you need where you are, because that's the real mission, is to get you what you need, not to necessarily sell you our product.
Yeah, it's not, there's no ulterior motive in
Yeah.
what you're, yeah, that's very clear. I would definitely reflect that back to you. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Robin.
Yeah,
I
thank you. Thank you so
loved
much for your time this
listening
morning.
to you. Yeah, for sure. Go check out Robin and share this episode with anyone you think would benefit from it. People who are struggling and are looking for ways to feel better that natural, aligned, or good of all the one more thing I want to ask you actually. How does using cannabinoid or hemp products create more sustainability for the earth in general?
Oh, I mean, because they're part of the earth, so it's way better than, the garbage created from creating plant-based medicine is so much more environmental friendly than the garbage created from creating medicines that are made from synthetics and chemicals.
Just in a nutshell.
And also, hemp cleans the ground. So every time, like in when they had the big nuclear spill in Japan, Fukushima, I think it was recently, they planted hemp everywhere where that spilled and contaminated the land, because hemp cleans the land.
Wow. That's cool. I knew something along those lines, but I didn't know specifically what. So yeah,
Yeah.
using and engaging with hemp cannabinoid products, you're also creating support for these plants being grown, which creates a regenerative effect for the
Exactly.
soil, for the earth itself. Yeah. So it is, it's
Yeah.
like a cyclical relationship that's, non-linear. I was listening to somebody talk about linear versus cyclical relationships, and that linear relationships always end in like garbage or ruin or waste.
Right.
And he gave so many examples. And then he said, look for relationships that are circular, cyclically based, just like the seasons, just like,
Right,
the
right, right,
wheel of
right.
life, how
Yeah.
everything is cyclical. So this is an example of that as well. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. It
So
was such a
nice
pleasure visiting with you,
meeting
Jessica. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, it's been the pleasure is mine. And I will be going to visit your website as well. And everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. Share this podcast. Go check out Swan Apothecary, and we'll be back with you in the next episode of the Radical Healing Podcast. Take care. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Why don't you text me your address and let's see what we can get you to Spain.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.